First of all, I am not Hein Vic Dong. I am Jim Phillips. I work with the Population Council in New York, but I make about 1 to 2 trips a year to Vietnam, where I work with my colleagues on a project funded by the Atlantic Philanthropies. It's a very interesting donor. We'll be talking a little bit about the initiative itself, as well as the focus on health insurance policies. This particular study is part of a 5-province initiative, and we're going to be discussing the initiative in Hue, led by the Hue Medical University, in partnership with the Provincial Health Authority and the People's Committees of the provincial and district and communes and study areas of this particular initiative. We are not working in the urban areas of Hue in this study. This is an investigation that concerned the 5 rural districts of the 8 districts of the province. Now, some of you may know about the socialist system in Vietnam and its many important achievements in health development. Vietnam ranks among the most successful countries in the world given its level of per capita income with health development. It has life expectancy now that is roughly equivalent to this country's. It has achieved remarkable progress with the reduction of childhood morbidity and mortality. And much of this has been achieved over the years through a focus on commune health services throughout Vietnam. But with the introduction of Doi Moi, the policy of economic reform in the 1980s, there was a decision to liberalize the economy as well as the health system, and that led to the privatization of primary health care. With this privatization, there has been a steady erosion and the utilization of commune health centers. So throughout Vietnam, there are health centers that are staffed by a medical officer, a team of paramedics, and an outreach team of immunization workers, and so on. These teams provide preventive health care, but also provide critical ambulatory health care functions. These ambulatory functions have been declining steadily throughout the country. In response to this evidence of decline in demand for primary health care at the commune, there have been policies instituted to improve the climate of demand by making certain types of facilities free. About 20% of the communes in Vietnam are considered poor. If a commune is classified as a poor and remote disadvantaged commune, it is a policy 135 commune. That is where everybody resident in that particular locality is provided with free health care at the commune health center. In 2002, decision 135 139 extended this insurance scheme for poor communes to individual families that were resident in non-poor communes. So the poorest 20% of the population was entitled to free health care under this decision 139. And decision 63 extended care provisions to all children under six, and that was a policy instituted in 2005. The goal then was to make sure that all vulnerable segments of Vietnamese society were provided with free care. However, there have been no systematic evaluations of this scheme. No one has looked at the data to appraise whether or not the scheme was working as it was intended to work. Has it been providing care to the poor as it was intended, and so on. So this study team was assembled to look at this, among other elements of the wait a minute, what am I doing here? Okay, so the objective here is to look at the reactions to the scheme from the point of view of individuals at the village and commune level, health service providers, and also to involve the people's committees in these reviews. So this was an interesting feature of the study design, in that, to my knowledge, it's the first systematic focus group study that involved members of people's committees as actual participants in the study, as well as audience for the results. So there were these 12 focus group studies of commune members, but then there were parallel studies of the participants in the political system of the country. Okay, what has been learned? First of all, Hein focused this particular paper on the qualitative research that was done. The study team, though, assembled in a common database, health management information system, insurance information system, and other kinds of poverty data that were available at the provincial level. And we did some modeling to look at the relationship of the insurance scheme to health service utilization. And then in conjunction with this, there was qualitative research that was done in these focus groups. First of all, there was almost universal concern about this definition of poverty. It seemed to be arbitrary. I wouldn't say it was exactly corrupt in its implementation, but there was a lot of concern about the distinction between the near poor and the most poor. And the concern was that people who needed this this insurance scheme were often left out. If the scheme were accurately characterizing the poor, it would cover the poorest quintile. But in fact, as it was implemented, the paperwork and the procedural barriers to actually subscribing the scheme were so complex that a lot of people simply didn't understand what they had to do to enroll in the program. Or if they did, they encountered so many procedural delays and complications that they were left uninsured, even though they were entitled to the program. So there were numerous quotes of individuals or families that were left out for one reason or another, because the scheme was poorly explained or badly promoted. For the under six children, though, this was universally understood. Everybody simply knew that a child who was under six was entitled to care. So while the poor families might not have enrolled who were entitled to the program, everybody seemed to enroll their kids. And That accelerated use of the commune health centers and generated a great deal more care seeking for that particular vulnerable group. However, it also accelerated a lot of complaints about the quality of care that was provided. There, in addition to this scheme, there's a heavily subsidized voluntary health insurance program. So if it costs about $17 per family, you can buy a policy that the poor are receiving for free. And yet there's widespread confusion about how this scheme is actually to be managed, the procedures, and so on. There are a lot of barriers that people complained about. It was very interesting to have this program of identifying these constraints and problems and this mechanism built into the study of communicating these results directly to the authorities. Though the voluntary scheme actually worked probably better than the scheme for the poor. It expanded more rapidly than the scheme for the poor, and in this particular province, the volume of insured people increased very markedly. But while it's justified officially as a scheme for the poor, it's clear that the expansion of this program is mainly for the less poor. They are the folks who are buying these policies, and the poor, in a way, or the vulnerable near poor are left behind. So while this is serving the needs of the less poor, it's also clear that the government is increasing its subsidy of this program. So the costs of the scheme are accelerating more rapidly than the revenue to back it up. And this expenditure is going mainly to tertiary care services. Now, you would expect that. Indeed, insurance is going to go for surgery and expensive kinds of care. But the commune health center, which is supposed to be the core agenda for the National Poverty Reduction Program, is is not the segment of the health service system that is receiving benefits from this scheme. Sorry, there are a lot of words on this particular slide, but the conclusion that was reached in this investigation is that the insurance scheme really did accelerate demand for commune health center services. However, it's evident that the rapid expansion of the subsidy may be unsustainable in the long run. And also, it may be true that the expansion of this subsidy is in effect transferring public revenue to the less poor rather than the poor. So there are distortions that are emerging in the course of this scheme. Most of the expansion actually is through the voluntary health insurance component, which is the part of the whole scheme that involves the sale of policy to the least poor. And as a result, it's our impression from these investigations that the near poor, the people who are not in the bottom quintile, but are nearly as poor, are the folks left behind by this program. What is most interesting is perhaps not the results of this study, but the nature of the collaboration that has been built as a result of this particular partnership between the donor and the government of Vietnam, and the fact that this enables researchers, as never before, to work inside the system and advise the government on changes that are based on evidence rather than central orders or top-down decrees. Thank you.